Hey everyone, how's it going? So today let's get straight to the point and talk about one of my favorite topics ever, that is Greek mythology. I came to know Greek legends and gods by reading Percy Jackson books, which I'd say was a fun and easy introduction to Greek myths. I could geek out on you about all the major and minor Greek gods and their Roman counterparts all day, but I think I'm gonna spare you. Our video pick this time centers around Prometheus, the Titan, who, as legends go, introduced people to fire. So here's a sentence of the day. As hero, rebel, or trickster, Prometheus remains a symbol of our capacity to capture the powers of nature, and ultimately, he reminds us of the potential of individual acts to ignite the world.
不论他是英雄、叛逆者或骗子，普罗米修斯都是我们有能力掌握自然力量的象征，以及最重要的，他提醒我们个人行动足以点燃世界的潜力。好，我们再回到我们的
sentence of the day 之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。 我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 rebel， rebel 在这边是指叛逆者的意思。那 如果是当动词用的话，是一样的拼音，但是是念 rebel， 意思是反叛。好，那我们第二个发音重点是 Prometheus。那我们来一起念一次 Prometheus。那我们最后一个发音重点是 ignite。ignite 这边重音放在 n 这边。 所以是 ignite， 也就是点燃的意思。那我们再看一次句子吧。As hero, rebel, or trickster, Prometheus remains a symbol of our capacity to capture the powers of nature. And ultimately, he reminds us of the potential of individual acts to ignite the world.
那接下来我们看到我们今天的 vocabulary。 我们第一个 vocabulary 是 trickster，trickster 是一个 noun， 它的意思是骗子。那 trickster 的同义字有 fraud、liar、cheat、two-faced， 这些都是形容骗子的字。那我们现在看到我们的 trickster 的例句。Loki
is a notable trickster in Norse mythology and is known to stir up trouble. Loki 是维京神话中一个很有名的骗子，以惹是生非成主。如果看过漫威的电影的话，你就知道 Loki 是哪位。那你也知道他就是一个很厉害的 trickster。好，那我们第二个 vocabulary 是 capacity。capacity 是 noun， 然后它意思是容积、容量或是生产能力。 或是指某人或某组织的办事能力，所以这边的同义字就有 ability power 的，所以就跟能力有关系。我们看一下 capacity 的例句。I
never realized that Caleb had the capacity to do such things.
我从没发现 Caleb 有能力做出这种事。那我们看到最后一个 vocabulary， 也就是 ultimately。 那它是一个助动词，意思是最终、最后。它常放在句首使用，说 ultimately 点点点。我那种常听到 ultimatum 就是最后通牒的意思。好，那我们现在看到 ultimately 的例句。Although
we each have our own take on the situation, the choice is ultimately yours.
虽然我们大家对这件事都有各自的看法，最终的决定还是你的。 And ultimately, the show's gotta end. To learn more about Prometheus' story, visit the video. Normally, this is when I'll introduce a movie or two, and I'd recommend the Percy Jackson movie if it were any good, but it isn't. I'll settle with Hercules. It's a classic Disney movie with a lot of what you expect from a regular Disney film, and you get more Greek mythology. So what's not to like? Until next time, please comment and let me know what your favorite mythical story is, and don't forget to leave your recordings. Peace out.